Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and Election Day is tomorrow. There are more than 100 candidates on the ballot in Hamilton County. Residents have a chance to vote in Democratic or Republican primaries for federal and state representatives, the governor, and a whole lot more. It's an amazing amount of stuff on the ballot tomorrow. The website Nooga.com has created an election guide to help you stay informed about all the choices. David Morton joins us. He's a Nooga reporter. David, welcome to Around It About.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this. We're not going to have time to hit all of it by any means, but let's just try to hit a few of the big highlights. Of course, the one that I think's gotten the most publicity in terms of a race is Weston Womp and Chuck Fleischman.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of a rematch from last year. Weston Womp challenged the incumbent Congressman Chuck Fleischman in 2012 as well. This is the first time, though, that since Chuck Fleischman was first elected, that he's going to be in a Republican primary in which there's only two candidates on the ballot. There's always been three or more.
Right. Last time it was Scotty Mayfield, and now he's not running again.
Yeah. And it's become like a really interesting race. It was kind of quiet for a long time there. And then early July, there was a debate held at WTCI between the two candidates.
Yes.
And things just kind of really solidified really quickly. And we've had a lot of activity as a result of some of the things that happened during that debate.
And I believe if you go to WTCI's website, you can still watch that debate.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
And I would actually recommend that because that's a pretty good way right there to just get an idea of what the specific differences are. Obviously, Womp is the younger one, and he's never held an office like this before. Fleischman is the incumbent, and Womp is the son of Zach Womp.
Right.
What are some of the other key differences between them?
Well, during the debate especially, they really kind of differentiated themselves in a lot of different ways. In a lot of ways, it came from sort of the rhetoric that they used. Weston Womp definitely positioned himself as a younger, of course, a little bit more moderate on some issues, particularly illegal immigration. And Chuck Fleischman definitely also positioned himself as more of a conservative candidate. So, I mean, that's really like the big distinction in terms of like how they're trying to reach voters. You know, Weston Womp is hoping for, a little bit younger demographic, maybe some crossover voters, while Chuck Fleischman is sort of talking to the base.
And crossover, speaking of that, that's one of the things, when you go in, you're going to have to select Democrat or Republican, but you don't have to, for example, show a membership card. You can pick whatever you want to pick.
No, that's actually one of the advantages of open primaries here in Tennessee is you can choose to vote in either one. You can't vote in both, of course,
right.
but you can participate in either primary election.
And either way, there will be some things that are on both ballots, some actual, not just primaries, but some elections going on as well.
That's right. This is in addition to the Republican and Democratic primaries. This is also a countywide election. There are also some state retention questions on there, which we'll get to in a minute. There's a lot of county races that are up. There's a couple of note that I'm going to be paying attention to specifically on the county commission. We have District 6, which is incumbent commissioner Joe Graham facing a challenge from John Allen Brooks, who actually used to hold that seat. And then he got beat by Joe Graham in 2010. So this is a rematch, which makes it kind of nice. Another rematch along the same vein is in the 8th District. You have Commissioner Tim Boyd, who is facing another challenge from Kenny Smith, a former school board member.
And did Smith have the seat before? Has he ever had that?
No, he was on the school board, I believe, for at least one term. I'm not sure if it was longer.
Okay. And as we were saying, there's this whole laundry list of judges that you get to decide, should we reappoint them or not, basically.
Right. The way these judicial appointments work in Tennessee is the governor actually appoints a lot of these members to the bench. But then every 8 years, they go in front of voters in what's called a retention election. And you have the choice, do I want to retain this individual or do I want to replace them?
Yeah. And the ones that have been getting a lot of publicity are the ones, the state Supreme Court judges that a political action group is calling for to not have them reelected.
Yeah, it's actually kind of odd because normally these races do not get a lot of attention at all. But in the past couple of months, the Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey has sort of been almost single-handedly funding this effort to replace three of the justices that are on this ballot that are up for retention. They were all appointed by Democratic Governor Phil Bredesen. And so the idea is that if you can get one of these one of these Supreme Court justices replaced, then the current governor, Republican Bill Haslam, can appoint someone of more to the Republican Party's liking. So it's been a very odd situation, simply because normally, yeah, as I said, these races just don't get a lot of attention normally.
And if you Google Tennessee Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission, that's a pretty long phrase there, but they're a government organization that basically recommends these judges for re-election or not. And you can read their reports on the Tennessee government website. Again, that's Tennessee Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission. They go through each candidate and do a fairly detailed analysis of why they think the judge should or should not be reelected. You've also got a great voter guide on NUGA.com where you've sent out surveys to various candidates and gotten responses.
Yeah, and it was actually it was a really fun project to work on. First off, people can find it at election.nuga.com. It was also quite a daunting project because you know, more than 100 candidates on the ballot. We got responses from about 70 candidates, not just local candidates, but also a lot of state and federal candidates as well. So you can go on there and get a side-by-side comparison of the candidates. You can find out a little bit more about their background. You can find out what issues are important to them. Also, another question that's really important to me is, if you're elected, how do you plan to actually deliver on some of these issues that are important to you? Because that's always, you know, we have an election, but that's definitely the flip side of the coin is, you know, the governing process has to begin.
Yeah, and so that's, you basically ask candidates three questions each, and that was one of them is, you know, what do you plan to do? How do you plan to actually implement what you plan to do?
Right, yeah. And that was, to me, some of the more interesting responses came from that section. I mean, a lot of the issues you could almost sort of anticipate, especially the higher up the ballot you went in terms of the more partisan races. I mean, you know that Republican candidates, you know, tend to favor smaller government. You know that Democratic candidates are in favor of, sort of lifting all boats, if you will. And so the actual implementation of some of those details, it, to me, was one of the more interesting parts about it.
You can also get some very specific information about where you're supposed to vote and what your district is and what you're going to be voting on by going to the Hamilton County Election Commission website. I think their website's a little bit clunky to navigate, though.
Yeah, it is. Essentially, there's a section on there that where you can enter in your address, and it'll tell you which legislative districts you actually live in for state and federal and county. And that'll help before you go to the ballot box, that'll help you sort of tone down that list a little bit because it is, I mean, even with that, it is still quite long. Mm-hmm. So
that is tomorrow. That's election day. And NUGA, you will be, of course, not only providing the election guide, which is already there. I'm sure you'll be giving people the results of the election as well.
Yeah, we'll be probably live blogging the results throughout the night. Polls will close at 8 o'clock, but for that's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then, but for some of these statewide races, you've also got polls that aren't going to close until 9 o'clock our time. So we'll be getting on there and pushing out updates and following it very closely.
That is David Morton from our news partner, NUGA.com. You've also got a podcast that's going up.
Yeah, we just recorded our first episode last night.
Congratulations.
Here at the WTC studios. It actually came out yesterday, it's a lot of fun. It's me and two other individuals just sort of talking about, you know, politics, public policy, a little bit of pop culture thrown in. It's called The Task Force, and you can listen to it at NUGA.com.
And one more thing, you're also on Tennessee Insider, WTCI's kind of political talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a really fun show. It's hosted by Greg Glover, a local news anchor here in Chattanooga. And it's really good. You have a lot of different personalities, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
We just get together. I go on about once every 2 weeks, although I will be on this Friday as well. And we'll be talking about election results on that as well.
David Morton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.